Hillsboro High School senior Lexi Colosa joining us here as we continue our dream team interviews for the winter sports season 2016 and 17 girls basketball side of things. Now, Lexi, thanks very much for taking some time out of your day and congratulations on being a dream teamer.
Thank you.
And Lexi, for you, when you found out you're a dream teamer, just kind of what were the thoughts and emotions that went through your head?
You know, me and my dad, we were actually streaming in on your guys' live radio, and we were listening to it. And when, you know, I was hoping that I was going to be nominated, and, you know, whenever I heard my name, me and my dad, you know, it was super exciting. It was great news, and, you know, I'm just honored to be able to be picked.
Awesome. Yeah, and does it is it extra special for you to know that it's the whole J98 listening area? So, I mean, you got coaches all the way down and maybe the Black River League or something like that, just all the way down south, all the way up through Jefferson County. So obviously some coaches, you know, that may not have seen you play, you know, earning enough votes as well to be recognized. What does that mean to you, knowing that you have coaches that may not have seen your game, but that your game obviously has traveled well with word of mouth?
Oh, yeah, it's great. You know, it lets all the coaches know, even yourself know that, you know, all your hard work has paid off. And it just, you know, lets everyone know how, like, you know, good you did, I guess.
Yeah, and then Lexi, yeah, obviously a great year for you scoring the basketball on that Hillsboro team, one of the top scorers in the St. Louis area. What types of things did you work on over the offseason to help improve your game?
Well, I had a lot of individual workouts, obviously, and I also have been weight training a lot. So cause that was one of my big problems, like, when I was underclassman was, you know, boarding and rebounding and stuff like that. You know, I was a little weaker, but I just put a lot of off time in, and I hit the weight room pretty hard.
Great. And then, Lexi, for you, how would you see yourself, I guess, from the beginning of your freshman season all the way up through the senior year? What do you think, how do you think you changed and grew as a basketball player and a person over at Hillsboro?
Well, I think I matured a lot in, like, both my leadership skills and my emotional side of sports, because underclassmen, a lot, the emotions get in the way of, you know, their ability and their skills. And I feel like whenever, like right now, if I were to mess up, I could just shake it off. And so I feel like my emotions got a lot better.
Yeah, mentally tougher. Very cool. And then Lexi, for you though, obviously basketball, you're a star, you're a dream teamer. But that's not even your best sport. Going to go play softball at the University of West Georgia next year. Just kind of tell us a little bit about how that worked out and how excited you are to get the collegiate softball career going.
Well, I've been playing softball for about 9-10 years now. So it's, you know, every girl's dream that plays softball to play at the next level. And, you know, I'm fortunate enough to be able to do that. And, you know, I met this coach not even knowing about the college, not even knowing the college existed, and I met them at a tournament, you know, got offered something. I went on a, I went and visited their college, and, you know, I fell in love with it, so I just kept in touch with him, and then he gave me a great offer, and, you know, I knew that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah, have you put any thought of what you want to study over there on the educational side of things?
I want to do business. Either, you know, like sports management or just being a business manager, like, in general.
Okay, so looks like you kind of want a career on the management side of sports then, huh?
Yes.
Awesome. You got any preference in terms of would it be, you know, at the high school, collegiate, or professional level?
Probably, if I were to do sports, I would want to do collegiate, you know, being even like a trainer or like a physical therapist or something.
And they got a good program over at West Georgia for that?
Yes, they do. An excellent program.
Awesome. And then, Lexi, talk about the basketball season again for you guys as a team. You know, obviously a fairly successful year for you guys. I know you would have liked to have made it a little further in districts and whatnot. But just what did playing for Hillsboro mean to you on the basketball floor?
Well, I'm definitely glad that I was able to leave it all on the court and, you know, no injuries or nothing like conflicted me from not being able to finish my senior year. But I think it was very important to everyone, especially me and the coaches, to have a winning season this year, you know, have a above a .500 this year. And we knew to be able to reach that goal, we had to work hard every day at practice, put in a lot of off-season work. And another thing I think helped us a lot this year was our team chemistry, because I know in the past our chemistry hasn't been the best. And, you know, if you have a team with, like, team chemistry, everything just falls in place, and it's really the main goal for every team is to have good chemistry.
Absolutely. Lexi, for you, are there any memories that kind of stick out athletically, whether it be, you know, basketball or even in another sport that you played at Hillsboro that kind of, you know, take the cakes up at the top?
I think just being able to call, like, these coaches, my coaches, and, like, my softball coach, Coach Lucas, I am still very close with him, and I still talk to him every day. So just having that, like, ability to say that you've, like, had relationships grown throughout your journey in high school is, you know, one of my biggest things. So
awesome. Hey, you know what they say, relationships determine results. Right on. So
yes.
So Lexi, just before I let you go here, anything you'd like to add or anybody you'd like to thank or whatever about the honor of being a Dream Teamer?
Definitely I would like to thank all my teammates, obviously, for making my high school career just, like, absolutely amazing and giving me so many memories. And then I like to thank my coaches, too, obviously, for pushing me. And I like to thank my parents for, you know, sticking by my side throughout the whole journey.
Awesome. Well, Lexi, congratulations yet again on being a Dream Teamer. A privilege to watch you play out there this year.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's senior Lexi Close from the Hillsboro Hawks, a member of the girls basketball winter dream team for 2016 and 2017, as we continue our coverage of Dream Team interviews here on Regional Radio.